Okay, so let's get going. So you like to sit down, close your eyes. The late comers here, they'll come late. That's just the nature of things in Australia. Very laid back. So this is not the US Army. This is not North Korea. Although the monk sitting next to me, he's from Korea, but South Korea, so he's okay. Then we'll came a chara. So here we go. Sitting down, closing your eyes, relaxing. And please fidget. Fidget is good for you. Just get into the right position, first of all. And you can close your eyes. I always notice I'm far more sensitive to my body when my eyes are closed. It's because not so much of my brain is taken up by seeing things. It frees up this huge brain space for feeling, for sensing the body. That means I can be much more aware of how I feel physically. And even though I've been meditating for many years, I can still find places in my body where I haven't put my, you know, my foot is squashed under my calf, so I'm going to move it. You'll find if you make these adjustments at the beginning of a meditation, you can sit for much longer without any aches and pains because you've cared for your body at the beginning. Preparation in so many things in life is a key to success. So I'm still relaxing my body, finding ways I can make it more comfortable. And by doing this, I am starting to develop these two amazing qualities in the mind: awareness and kindness. Awareness and kindness, bringing them together into what I call kindfulness. And I'm putting that kindness and mindfulness onto my own body. Aware and kind. Adjusting my body. Finding a slightly more comfortable position. And when I've done everything which is possible by movement, then I start to look inside my body or to parts of the body which are itching or aching. It is hay fever season now, so I suffer from hay fever. So I look at my nose and relax it. If you've got a cough, look at your throat. Send it kindness. May my own throat be at peace. May it relax. May it get healed. And never underestimate the power of kindness focused with mindfulness. You are flooding that part of your body, just one part of your body, contacting it with mindfulness and flooding it with kindness. It relaxes. It becomes more at ease. Stay with your body. Many people are so unaware of their body. They're so busy doing other things. Their body is always tense. And after a while that develops sicknesses. See how much you can relax your body. Feel the body. That's mindfulness. And see how the body can change. The sensations becoming more loose. Tight places being expanded. Like this, parts of your body would be pulled with someone stretching it from either end. And you let go. Let the body sink. No tightness, no pressure. This body becoming really loose and free and relaxed. Relaxed means freedom. If you can notice any tight places, loosen them. Just by an act of will, of kindness, the body will respond. And once my body is relaxed, I spend a minute just enjoying it. Just enjoying a body which is not moving, which is totally comfortable, which is loose. It feels beautiful. Just like I've just had a massage. And one is aware of the delights of physical relaxation. And then I move to my mental world. I do have many things I need to do. But not now. This is my free time. The time I put aside for my meditation. So all the problems of the past, I'll deal with them later on. Not now. And as for the future, now is the place my future is being made. I care so much about my future, I put all my focus in the present moment. Because I know if I make this present moment kind, peaceful, aware, relaxed, then my future will be the very best. Relax now. You'll be healthy and successful later. So I let go of all my past. Let go of all plans, dreams, fears of the future. And I come home. The present moment is your home. This is where you belong. Belong with your own body, with your own mind, as it is, right now. And embrace this moment. Open out your arms and bring this moment in with kindness, with respect. You learn so much more from the present moment than you may ever learn from the past or the future. This is where wisdom, compassion, and freedom live. Right now. So see how you can come into this moment and stay here. Don't need to go anywhere else. No need to run, to walk, to struggle, to go anywhere. Stop this thing about becoming a human going and be a human being. A human being here, not going somewhere. no past, no future. Just learning how to be in this moment. And try not to be fault-finding. Don't look for what's wrong in this moment, but appreciate what's right with it. The two bad bricks in the wall stop people being here. The 998 good bricks of this present moment allow you to rest in a moment. This is good enough. Good enough for peace. And to help keep you in this moment, as you breathe in, you can breathe in peace. As you breathe out, let go. Being aware of your in and out breathing with the words peace as you breathe in, with the word let go as you breathe out. A little mantra, words which you say to yourself to appreciate the breathing and to focus so your mind doesn't have to go thinking and wandering anywhere else. Just with the breath, breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. focusing on the breath as an anchor for your mindfulness. Because if you wander away, it will disturb the peace. Come into this moment with the breathing. Just naturally breathing in, reciting to yourself peace. Recite as you breathe out, let go. You find if you repeat that, you'll actually bring peace inside of you. If you repeat that, you'll let go of so much tension, sickness, worry, or anger. Breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. Now getting close to the end of the meditation. Just ask yourself how you feel in this little bubble of peace in which you're sitting. What's it like to be free? Free from the past and future. Just being watching the breath. Relaxed. Open. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Just please listen to every sound from the gong. And when the last ringing of the gong begins to fade away, take that as a signal for opening your eyes. Don't open the eyes until the third ringing of the gong begins to fade. So, if you're not relaxed already, relax.